across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Stephen X, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. It's 11.30. I'm joined in the studio by three lovely faces, three lovely ladies. Do you want to introduce yourself? And can we be a bit like blind dates? Give your name and where you're from.
Good morning. My name is Aurélie and I'm from Switzerland.
Hello, good morning. I'm Candy. I'm from Bromley in Kent.
And I'm Zelna, originally from South Africa, now living in Cambridge.
Lovely. And Zelna, we chat to you on a regular basis. You're a children's life coach. Just remind us again what a children's life coach does.
Okay, well, at the heart of what we do as kids' life coaches is a very simple idea of building mental resilience in children so that they can handle the ups and downs of life.
And you do that through different kinds of... I know you don't like the word therapy, do you?
We don't like the word therapy. We want to replace therapy, don't we?
Different kinds of what? Activity?
We do play-based activities that are all based on science and psychology to actually teach children about the psychology of their brain so that they can make better choices in life.
Excellent. And is that you work in Switzerland already? Is that true of what you do there? There's no difference over the international boundaries?
No, not at all. Actually, we've been trained by Zelna and the Kids Life Studio Academy. So we all have been trained this with the same tools and the same approach. And then, of course, you adapt. I speak French, so I will adapt it with my language. But the background is the same for each coach.
And you're a Zelna-trained coach as well,
yes,
Candy.
Yes, from a Kids Life Studio, and no, there is no difference at all. I mean, we educate, motivate and inspire children to become leaders of their own lives. And, you know, by giving them the tools, very powerful tools, I'd say, as well, to become leaders in their own lives. So they know how to use the tools to and be able to make the right choices in life.
And Zelna, you've spoken about your team before, and now it's lovely to meet them.
I'm so proud. I'm like a proud mama bear today because I've got coaches flying in from South Africa, and that's Monique, and Paula's coming in from
Texas, I think.
From Texas, yeah. And we've got Bronwyn that's in from the US as well.
And Annette. From here?
Oh, Annette. Yeah. Annette's originally from Hungary. And
excellent.
So we're all a lovely team. And we've got a team all over the world. And it's just, in fact, it's the first time I'm meeting Aurélie because I trained her online.
Oh, really? Oh,
face to face, it's the first time we're actually meeting.
And why are they all flying in? Tell us about what's happening.
Well, tomorrow is a very special day. It's the International Day. Am I going to get this right, ladies?
Of innocence.
Innocent victims. Children victims of childhood aggression. Did I say that right?
Yeah. It's
a mouthful.
It's such a
mouthful, yes.
And we're all going to be at the House of Lords tomorrow, and I'm going to be doing a speech. So all my ladies have come in to represent their countries and the children in their countries and to be a voice for children. And we want to speak up against the aggression that's happening against children worldwide.
Mm. So the International Day of Innocent Children Victims of Aggression. What does that mean? It is a mouthful.
I did get it wrong, didn't I?
Well, I'm not sure I got it right, but it feels like different words in the same order, but we get the gist. What does it mean? What's it about?
Well, the UN came up with the day in, was it 1982, ladies?
Yeah,
1982. And it was in response to the Palestinian and Lebanese children who were impacted on by the war that was going on. And it has developed to include almost 250 million children worldwide who are impacted by war. But for us as Kids Life Coaches, it's a little bit more than that because there's aggression that's not just related to war. There's aggression happening in our backyards, and that's where we come into play, you know, where we support children one-on-one and in family groups.
And obviously it's very important to you because, well, you've flown over from Switzerland, you've come up from Kent, and sometimes via the M25 that can take as long as coming from
Switzerland.
That's just
as long. Yes.
and you know, in Switzerland, for example, one in two children are victims of psychological or physical violence at home. So I think aggression is actually everywhere, not only in war settings.
One in two children, half.
It's actually very high. And it's still very taboo. So I think speaking about it and having prevention tools such as Kids Life Coaching is a solution. I don't have very big experience yet with Kids Life Coaching because I've been certified only a few months ago. But what I've noticed with my sessions is that children are able to talk and be aware of their emotions. they are able to express them. And I think once a child is able to express their needs, things will be much easier when they're adults.
Have you found that, Candy?
Yes, definitely. I mean, through the coaching that I do, I certainly know that, again, like you said, Aurelie, about children, for them to express themselves, but to know how to deal with their emotions as well is very important, I think. And as kids' life coaches, I think it's just great that we can actually show them how to even just to be able to change their mindset and how to actually, use the tools.
And the children and the young people that you're dealing with, mm-hmm. talking about aggression, is this usually parental aggression?
Some of the time it is, yes. There's also aggression happening in our classrooms, believe it or not, in our schools. Mm. A lot of children are incredibly stressed with the way teachers speak to them, the way they dealt with in schools. You know, that Candy's actually from a school setting. I'm also an ex-school setting as a teacher. So we've seen what happens there. Mm-hmm. So
is that something you both recognised, Aurelie and Candy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think for me, the serious thing is that we can see now among children the way they speak to each other. I mean, it has replicated to the lower level. So if they can be trained with non-violent communication, it will improve the atmosphere in the classroom as well.
Because we have the way they online speak to each other as well as verbally.
Yeah, it's also violent.
Because it's child-on-child aggression as well. A lot of bullying, online bullying. I mean, we can't discount that. Mm-hmm. We can look at the family units as the core for supporting the child, but it takes a bit more than that. We all about it takes a village, a global village, to raise a child. That's what we believe.
And I suppose what I'm getting at is, what can we do? What can we do to help? Because if we suspect or we feel our own children are being victims of aggression at school, or we suspect another child is at home, what can we do about that?
Well, you know, I always say that parents are very brave. They always try and do things on their own. They very reluctantly ask for help, and inevitably they'll wait until things spiral out of control before they ask for help. So my advice to any parent is, rather than wait until things go wrong, put the foundation in place before things go wrong, which is, for us, we love to work with children below the age of 12. So before your child is a victim, give them the tools to be able to handle that, build their self-esteem and their confidence. And I mean, we've got loads of resources on our website, haven't we? We've got a lovely group on Facebook as well. It's called Discovering Your Child's Inner Leader Through Kids Life Coaching. And my whole team globally offers free support on that group as well. So parents can pop on and ask us questions. So, you know, just reach out. And that, I think, ladies, do you agree? That's the...
Yeah, I think it's very important to ask for help, because I think a lot of the time, you know, parents suffer on their own, don't they? You just kind of hide everything, and because there's expectations and standards and things. But I think it is very important for parents to actually reach out and ask for help. I certainly did when my son was 9 years old. He had lacked confidence, and it just kind of, I wanted to see, well, what am I going to do about it? I need to do something about it. And found a kids' life coach.
And that,
at the time, and that was, 5 years ago now?
And it obviously helped.
And it really did help, which is why it's another reason why I just think, oh, my God, this is what I can do. I can do this.
That's why Candy's a career coach now.
So, working
It really does work.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that. Victims of aggression. I mean, how are you defining, I suppose, the word victim? Because some children will come home from school and say, you know, I don't like Mr. So-and-so. He was mean to me.
You know, I was joking with the ladies outside that this day, it is an internationally recognised day, but the name is a real mouthful. And I was joking with the ladies. I was saying we need to rename it and have something to do with love. I think when we remove children from the victim mentality, we don't want children to be victims. We want to empower them so that they feel like they're in control. And I think that all starts with love, self-love. If they really respect themselves, they'll know how to stand up for themselves. They'll have the tools and the resources to be able to deal with whatever aggression comes your way. Because, the world world can be a pretty harsh place. And I always say I'd love to wrap kids up in cotton wool, but it's not always possible, is it?
Yeah, the word victim is quite loaded.
It is very
really,
loaded.
Really. And yeah. Some children may be troubled but not identify as victims, and their parents might not want to see them that way too.
See, we don't ever see children as victims, do we?
Not at all. No.
Everything that gets sent a child's way is sent to galvanise them and build their resilience. But I think when they don't have a tour guide to take them through the stepping stones of how to navigate that minefield of aggression or whatever it is that they're facing, that's when the problems arise.
Well, it's very exciting tomorrow, isn't it? So you must yes. you must be very excited
yes,
about
it. Yes, we are very excited. We're having a lovely high tea.
And the House of Lords.
The House of Lords.
The terrace over the Thames.
Yes, it's overlooking the Thames River. Ooh. On the terrace. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. We've got some wonderful guests joining us tomorrow. And it'll just be such a culmination of the work that we do, because we're all a really passionate bunch, aren't we? Yeah. I mean, Lee's known me for a while, but you know, we really
passion.
You'll meet the team tomorrow.
Yeah, it's such a great opportunity to really actually talk about it. For example, in my country, in Switzerland, we don't know about kids' life coaching at all. We don't know what it is. It's so new in certain countries. Maybe here it's getting more known, but it's such an opportunity to actually raise awareness about what it is and the impact it can have on human relationships, society at large, and even, I think, economics.
And how did you come to it, Aurélie? Candy's mentioned how she found life coaching. How did you come to this as a profession?
So actually, I have a background in psychology, and I started my career as an adult trainer. Then I worked a bit in public health, specifically on HIV prevention, and I used to be for a few years in Africa among young people. And then I wanted to go back to my initial passion, which was education. So merging education and health was actually a great discovery when I met Zelna online. And I'm really happy that I can now combine these two passions. And it's so essential nowadays, I think, to support children.
And but all of you are in this role that makes a difference. I mean, that must be very pleasing that you see children come in one condition and leave in another.
In one condition.
Yeah, no, I was struggling for the word there.
No, we get
In one state felt a bit too much.
Do you know, we work with all children, so we like to catch children before things go wrong. So parents who are really proactive send their children to us to give them the tools before they get into that condition.
You can have that word, Zelda. That's my gift from me to
you. Is that mine? Thank you.
Well, kidslifestudio.com, is
yes,
that the website
correct.
That people can go to find out more information about your work? And well, I hope it goes really well. I'll be there.
Yes, so you will. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I hope it goes really well for you tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, and thank you for having us as your guest today.
You. No, and are you enjoying the UK experience, Aurélie? When did you arrive?
Beautiful, yeah. No, it's not the first time, but I always love coming back to London.
Oh, well, a joy tomorrow. I mean, actually being inside the House of Lords will be something else,
beautiful.
Won't it?
Seeing but
behind
the scenes. You brought loads of Swiss chocolate, didn't you? And it all melted.
Well, actually, yesterday in Switzerland, it was 27 degrees. So all my Swiss chocolate have melted, but you'll still get some of them.
You've got time to go back?
Oh!
You've come at a lovely time. Not a typical time, but we should say lovely. Well, good luck for tomorrow.
Thank
lovely
you.
To speak to
Thank
you,
you so much,
about
Lee.
Your work. And it's kidslifestudio.com, and you can find out more about that there.